This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Slugboat.
I wasn't expecting the boat. I thought it was just going to be slug.
No, slugboat.
Slugboat.
Like tugboat, but slug.
Right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Come on in. Papa Squat. Sit your ass down. I got to talk to you. For the Cool Parents Podcast, I'm Curtis Charles.
Justy Slug.
And we've got, a big, big greasy hog for you today. You ready for it?
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what we've got.
We're down to a 4.3 on Spotify. I said I wanted it lower, and guess what, baby? I went lower.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Keep it going.
Appreciate it. So we've got some good segments for you. We got...
It's not what Spotify thinks.
Two of my favorites. fuck them. Two of my favorite segments.
Yeah.
Pervert Proverbs.
Yep.
And Googie Reviewbies.
Yeah. I like both of those.
So let's get into it pretty quick. I got a couple things I want to discuss first and foremost.
Yeah.
I don't have the aux plug plugged in. I wanted to play Lagrange by ZZ Top. That's good enough. That's good enough. That gets you in the mood for a little truck date.
Truck date.
Truck date. This is very minor, but I just need I need to tell the world about this truck that I saw today.
Big.
It was big. It was a Ford, and it was a police truck.
Ooh.
I've never seen a police pickup truck. Really? Have you? I've seen SUVs, and I've seen like Sprinter van kind of truck things with like where they put the, you know, when they've got to throw a bunch of bad guys in the back.
Yeah.
But I've never seen like a fucking Ford F-350.
I've never seen it
painted
in
Summersworth Police Department.
I've seen it on the TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't either. It looked so out of place to me. And then I was like, first of all, you get a perp, right? You catch a perp.
Yeah.
Where are you going to put them? In the flatbed?
Yeah. You tie them up with the zip ties.
Just hog tie them and throw them in the flatbed?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess
if he rolls out.
Yeah, right. No, you know.
He ain't going anywhere.
No. That's true. That's a good point. Maybe that's what they do it for.
Yeah.
Or just for particularly large criminals.
Yeah.
Yeah, the police truck. I knew the Dead Kennedys song, but I figured that was like a
dubba 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 dubba.
That's the one.
Dubba dubba. Two nights a night that we ride the truck.
Yeah, so sometimes I got to go off-roading, too.
Yeah, you got to go mud.
The police got to just hit a couple of laps on the mud track.
Right.
Just to prove their worth. Like, if the cop's out there and he, like, you know, perp gets away, the bad guy gets away, and he feels all emasculated, he can go do a couple of donuts
in
his big fucking truck. A couple of perps hog-tied in the flatbed.
I support the police having trucks. I think it would calm them down a little bit.
You think?
Yeah, if they're driving big gas guzzlers around.
Yeah, maybe.
Get diesels.
Maybe that would do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't feel like they're so small and feminine
right. All
the time and have to prove their huge cock.
Right.
Wow. Let's get that on the ballot. More trucks for cops.
Yeah.
Wow. Last time we talked about Jesse Ventura, the body.
Yeah. Did that a lot.
We did. We had a lot to say about Ventura. We talked about how he's a big cannabis guy. He loves this stuff.
Yeah.
Saved his wife's life, he says. And then we thought, why doesn't he have his weed strain? Big Poppy has a weed brand.
Yeah, it made my mouth real dry.
Yeah, I didn't mean to say strain just then. I meant to say brand. But Yeah, Big Poppy has it. Who else has them? There's a couple of big ones. There's another sportsman.
It's Jose Canseco.
Oh, yeah. Jose's got one. And there's somebody from like the fucking Patriots or something.
Lex Luger.
Yep. Yep. That's him.
Terry Glenn.
Sure.
Curtis Martin.
Yeah.
Ben Coates.
Coates?
Yeah, Ben Coates. We got, did I say Terry Glenn already?
Yeah, you did.
I like Terry Glenn. I just like him a lot. Number 88, Drew Bledsoe, number 11. I'm just naming you the 1996 Patriots team because that's the last one I remember.
Did you watch the big game?
Yeah, some of it. Football. I watched the third and the fourth quarter because that's all that matters.
Football.
Really, only the fourth quarter matters.
Yeah.
Nothing's consequential until the fourth quarter, baby.
Right. Right. That's why if I cared about...
You got to play your best game in quarter four, right? You got to play your best game.
Oh, yeah. The home stretch, dude.
Yep. Safe bet. Safe money.
If I cared about sports, that's what I would do. Just watch the end of every game.
Smart money's on the team that plays best in the second half. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially right. The fourth quarter.
Right. Right.
You got to think big. Don Baby, great in the fourth quarter.
I know. Yeah. His long game.
Yeah. Yeah, short game too.
Oh wow, yeah.
Short passes, game. They run out of bounds, they stop the clock.
Oh, laterals?
Nope, hardly any of those. But sometimes.
Did he ever do an NFL blitz?
He had been blitzed.
He got blitzed?
Yeah, he's a quarterback. He got blitzed all the time.
Does that mean hammered?
I mean, that's sacked.
Sack isn't a blitz. Yeah, sack is just getting tackled behind the line.
Yeah, behind the line. But when you blitz.
I don't know what blitz is. That's my.
You have everybody rush forward and attack the quarterback so they can't get the pass off.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah, like all your defensemen just fucking.
Okay, and then you elbow drop them like six or seven times after the whistle.
That's a penalty. It's a penalty.
When I played it in NFL blitz.
Yeah, you can do it in NFL blitz.
That's all I did.
Suplexes.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you please. Whatever you desire.
I love that game.
Yeah, me too. That's the fucking best sports game of all time, I think.
Yeah, I watched some of it. I didn't see Usher, though.
Well, that's the only thing I saw.
Yeah. I just didn't give a shit.
Oh, it was fucking sick.
Yeah.
Dude, Ludacris was on there.
I heard that.
Luda.
Yeah. He went to space.
Alicia Keys. Wait, what?
He went to space.
Oh, yeah. Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. Number nine.
Number nine?
I think.
Deep space, Ludacris.
Deep. No, it wasn't that deep.
No, it was shallow, actually.
Shallow space.
Yeah. Well, listen here.
Yeah.
I've got some weed products for Jesse Ventura's company to start on. My first one is a strain of marijuana called These Documents, which we discussed last time. Have you tried These Documents?
Yeah, I like that.
As his ad campaign.
That's his rolling papers.
The documents? Oh, yeah, they got the fucking Constitution on them or something. We the people.
Have you read these documents?
Burn it to the ground.
Symbolically burn the Constitution and also... Now, he likes the Constitution, I think.
No, he does, but he doesn't... He interprets it.
Unconstitutional. Yeah, that's right. A good Ventura word.
Yeah, yeah. I learned a lot about the man the other day when I looked at his Wikipedia, his wrestler's wiki.
He's led wildest life.
He really has, and I also didn't know that he had a pilot for a show with Rowdy Roddy Piper as Buddy Cops.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, and it's online. It's on YouTube, the whole thing. It's called Tag Team.
Oh, we got to watch that.
Yeah, we got to do commentary. Oh.
I love Roddy Piper, too.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Yeah, those are two good guys to have on your side.
Right. This is old WWF documentary of Roddy Piper.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about, it was before he hit it big, like somebody played a prank on him. He used to come out with the bagpipes and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And wearing kilt.
Yeah, and somebody backstage fucking, they stuffed it so it didn't make a sound when he blew into it.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, but it was like to embarrass him. It was like before he hit it big, it was like his first big break and they fucked him like that.
Oh, okay.
And he was just like talking about the story. And just his delivery on it, I don't know why, it just stuck with me, but that's my Roddy Piper impression. And Warren loves it for some reason, but it's not good. But it's just this one scene where he's like, he's fighting back tears, and he's just like, that was a pretty rotten thing to do to a guy.
Yeah, that is really good.
Yeah, but that's it. I can't do any other Piper. Like, I can't do his voice at all.
Right, right. But I can
do him a little bit as the maniac, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, as long as he's talking quiet. What was the other thing I wanted to, I should have taken notes, but there was something on here. Oh, like his Howard Stern appearance when he
didn't he walk off?
Yeah, he walked off, and the co-host guy like,
why don't you tell me?
Yeah, it was something like that. Fuck, I can't remember. But here it is. He came to support one house legislature, property tax reform, gay rights, and abortion rights on the Howard Stern show. Specifically on Howard Stern, he was there to support gay rights, including gay marriage and gays in the military, humorously stating that he would have gladly served alongside homosexuals when he was in the Navy, as they would have provided less competition for women.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever the case may be, he's all for it.
I tell it like it is.
Yeah. But why did he get up and leave?
He's done that a number of times.
He did that.
He did that on, I think it was like a Jim Norton thing, on like Sirius Radio or something like that.
I should go through this again and write the shit down, because...
Yeah, just do that.
Yeah, because there's a lot here. But there was some really good shit. Oh, here, okay. The Opie and Anthony thing is what I was confusing.
Oh, that's what it was.
I don't know if he walked out on Howard Stern, but it was on Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, I think it was an argument with Jim Norton.
Yes. Yep. There's a fucking guy here telling me I've got a schedule, asshole. And then he said, you're using dirty language, asshole. As Ventura left the room, Norton denounced some of Ventura's comments on Norton supposedly not supporting the Constitution. Ventura walked off from where the show was being held, and Norton called Ventura a fucking baby. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Opie.
There is a lot more, so I'll just save that for next time. But anyway, weed products. There's also the rope-a-dope.
Yeah.
Because he loved, what's his name there?
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
I chose Cassius. No one else did.
That's right. He makes me get emotional. The greatest man that ever lived.
I shook his hand. It was the finest no-touch cum shot of my life. It was an honor.
He's got a strain of weed called Leaf Harvey Oswald.
Does he really?
No, he doesn't have any of this stuff.
Oh.
But he can if he wants. You know, I'll go halvesies on it with him.
Hmm.
If you're listening, Jesse Ventura. Jesse the Buddy Ventura. Bud.
I get it.
Like Bud. Also, Bud Clot, I think, is a good one, because that's what ended his career.
Yeah.
That's why he retired. He had a Bud Clot in his lungs. Here's one of my favorites. A new strain from Jesse Ventura called Kush Did 9/11. He's got a line of edibles too.
Oh yeah?
They're called the Minnesota Mongol Munchies. Another strain called KGB. You know what it stands for?
Kyle Gass.
What? Kyle Gass Black
Band.
Oh no. Killer Green Bud.
Okay.
He's got Fidel Hashtro.
All right.
He's gotten into vaporizers recently.
Yeah.
This is a new development for him. It's called I Was a Fog Man. Those were his vapes. And finally, the extract, you know, the wax that he sells is called Goût d'Etat.
I love that.
A coup d'etat.
Yeah, it was a coup d'etat. Every fucking thing.
Yeah. He loves coup d'etats.
It was a coup d'etat. Coup. Oswald flew the coop. Have you read these documents? It says Oswald flew the coop.
Right there in plain English.
He was a chicken. He flew the coop.
He was a coward. He had no honor.
No, he likes Oswald.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he thinks Oswald's innocent.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. I knew that.
He couldn't make the shot. There's no way Oswald could have made the shot.
Mm-hmm. You very know? True. It's very true what he says. Everything.
Yeah.
Which one should we do first? Let's do Googie Review Bees and then end it on Proverbs.
Yeah.
How's that grab you?
Yeah.
Okay. So first on this list, we've got a segment that's called Googie Revoobies, in which I went on maps.google.com.
Yeah.
And I looked around this great country of ours and found some random businesses and looked at their reviews and found some random ass reviews. And we're going to talk about them. We're going to review the reviews. So you want to do the first one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Brockton Fairgrounds in Brockton, Mass. From Jeremy Murphy. 1 star. Where? They gone, son. H got to get over it and keep it moving on. They ain't coming back.
They gone.
H got to get over it.
H, I like gutta.
Yeah, G-U-T-T-A.
You got to get over it. Only in Boston does that work.
Keep it moving on. They ain't coming back. You got to.
They gone, son. I don't know what that means, honestly. I really, who's gone?
The fair.
Oh, they don't do the fair anymore. At the fairgrounds.
Yeah, and we got to get over it because they ain't coming back. They're never coming back.
Ain't never they coming back.
No. Nope.
Okay.
Those fairgrounds are, I heard stories about them.
What do you mean? What kind of stories?
They're cursed. They're toxic. Toxic.
I saw Van's Warped Tour.
The Toxic
Tour.
Fairground.
Yeah. That's what it sounded like. The Warped Tour. And then they moved it to Suffolk Downs. It was vice versa. Suffolk Downs first, and then they moved it to that place. Anyway, this next one is from Got to Be Rolling in Buckhead, Georgia. Oh, Marcus Mann said 3 stars. I love this skating rink. Being going here for 5 years now, but not allowed to hug my girlfriend.
No PDA. It got to be rolling in Buckhead, Georgia. It's a family establishment.
You can't hug?
No hugs.
No hugging. Hugging will get you pregnant in Georgia. Yep. In Georgia, they don't care too much about your PDAs. They keep it under wraps. Down Georgia way, Buckhead.
Toy Douglas. This is from Grand Beach Inn in Old Orchard Beach, Maine.
Yeah.
From Toy Douglas.
Toy Douglas.
1 out of 5 here. This is, do not stay here, especially if you are a traveler like myself. This is the dirtiest place I've ever stayed in my life. Totally not worth it. I asked numerous times for someone to come and fix the Wi-Fi. That never happened. They said they were pet friendly. That was a lie.
That was a lie.
They accused me of being late on my rent. That was not my fault because the system was down. Roach infested. Whoa. Bed stains on the bed.
Whoa.
Was promised a different room. They put me on the 3rd floor. That never happened. And I won't be getting my $500 deposit back. Thank you, Grand Beach Inn.
Inn on all caps. Bed stains, if they weren't on the bed, would be kind of upsetting.
Yeah. We had fucking bed stains on the bed.
We had floor stains on the floor.
Ugh.
There were wall stains and some shit stains.
There were bath stains.
Toy Douglas was not happy.
No. Toya.
You think it's a nickname?
It's got to be, right?
Hudson's Hickory House in Douglasville, Georgia, from Laura M. 1 star. Okay, scratch my former 5-star review. Today I ordered a small rib plate, and the ribs were so tough and hard they really gave my jaws a workout. But I would have given them 3 stars for that, but I just heard a waitress tell a little kid jokingly, "Don't make me flush your head down the toilet." That may be country humor, but I definitely don't belong here. You've been warned.
Oh, shit.
What is that? That's a threat, first of all.
Yeah,
definitely. You've been warned.
Well, no, I think she's talking about the people that she's, you know, that are reading the review.
Right. Oh,
I don't think she's threatening Hudson's Hickory House.
I thought this was a threat on Hudson's very life.
She's threatening their livelihood by leaving this review.
That's a good point.
You know,
they could die. Don't make me flush your head down the toilet. That is a weird thing to say to a kid.
Yeah, that's. That's wrong. That's wrong.
I wouldn't say that. I'd say, don't make me flush your whole body down the toilet.
Brandon threatened to shave a kid's head one day.
I like that. That's pretty good. What do we got next?
Madison House of Refuge in Buckhead, Georgia.
Buckhead. Yep.
This is a message here from Deer Meat Down.
Deer Meat Down. I know the guy. I know the feller. Yeah. Yep. There's a picture of him with the 6'7" 8'8" buck. Yeah. Oh.
This is one star. He says, a cult led by a spiritual baby.
A baby? What does that mean? A cult led by a spirit, like a grown adult? Like
the baby Jesus?
With the spirit of a baby? Wow, it really is. Cult led by a spiritual baby. I don't think he meant it that way. I'm going to just...
You know, like Deer Meat Down, you think he's a God-fearing man?
Yeah. You see that fucking buck? He slayed it in the name of God.
I don't know.
Yeah, dude. You're not allowed in Buckhead, Georgia, unless you fear God.
Maybe the
fire and brimstone.
That's a church, right?
Out of my house.
Is that what he's? That what he's?
Yeah,
doing
Madison there? House of Refuge.
Yeah, maybe the preacher looks like
a big fucking baby.
Yeah,
yeah. The preacher wears a diaper
and beads.
And beads?
Yeah, because it's spiritual.
Oh, okay.
She's like my mother.
So okay, say a prayer.
Spiritual.
Say a prayer.
I've been contacting her through the digital Ouija board. Yeah. That's an old one.
I forgot about that.
I know.
That just brought me back to when you said that something about when you buried your mother, you put a couple of leaves in there or something as a garnish. it was funny.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
As a garnish.
A little garnish.
Okay, next up.
Not spending all that money on decorative wreath. I'll get her a couple of fucking leaves or something, baby.
Yeah.
Leafs.
Well, this next one's from Mio de Gaza in Abington, Massachusetts. This one's from Raymond Arnold. One star. I ordered prime rib. Couldn't cut it.
I love the two commas.
Two commas. Couldn't cut it. Space. 3 exclamation points. Like shoe leather. Worse than bubble gum. I gave it back, then I ordered a ribeye, very skinny, and again, like shoe leather. The cost for them was $40. I can't pay $40 for shoe leather. I don't need a new pair of shoes. So the owner walks out the door. Don't come back. How dare they? The terrible food. And do that when you can't eat it. So I give it 0 stars.
Wow.
This is just inscrutable.
Yeah, that's
one star. Is what he actually gave it. But that's only because you can't leave 0 stars, I'm assuming.
Right.
Yeah, don't serve up shoe leather. That's not right.
No.
Don't serve a man shoe leather.
No, you got to serve him a rib.
A big rib. Bone in.
Yeah.
Yep. Tomahawk steak.
Yep. This is from Shaw's in Randolph, Mass. It's from Lewis English.
That's a supermarket for anybody who doesn't know. Yep. Shaw's.
It's 1 star. It says... You have to watch out for people pushing characters. People pushing characters?
Yeah, watch out for people pushing characters.
Members of the management team at Shaw's in Randolph, Massachusetts do not use vests. And I've noticed a few of them almost getting hit by elderly. People are by older.
Yes.
People are by all ages.
Yes.
Their insurance plan should be revoked from Shaw's supermarket star market members of management.
Yeah.
Again. Do not wear vests.
Do not wear vests.
Be careful. They could hit you with a carriage in the parking lot. God bless America.
So man. Lewis English isn't great with his English.
Can you pull up Lewis English's page?
Because
I want to read all 42 of those reviews.
Let's see.
They do not wear vests. They do not use vests.
Is that Shaw's and Randall?
You doing the impressions or
me?
Yeah.
I can do
an Al Pacino or anything.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
We put out Scent of a Woman at the shop yesterday.
Oh.
He does a lot of hoo-wah,
hoo-wah,
hoo-wah.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of that.
Yeah. Pretty classic.
Yeah. There's some great lines in that movie. I don't know whether to shoot you or adopt you.
Remember when he played a Cuban guy?
Yeah.
Scarface?
That's great.
That's weird. Odd choice.
He does not like supermarkets, this guy.
Yeah. Well, no, this one. Wait. Oh.
He likes that place.
This wheel repair specialist. Great people that work there. They know what they're doing, the finished product.
Dude, every fucking supermarket has been one star so far. Stars at Quincy. The store is dirty, top to bottom, one star.
Wow.
There was another one up there, too. Oh, here's okay.
Here's another Shaw's.
Yeah, Shaw's here. One star. Management doesn't care about the customers at all. They have no one that can run the bottle machine one bit.
The bottle machine?
Yeah, he's probably bringing back cans and bottles and shit. I'll fix it if the gyms... I'll fix it if gyms, the bathroom are dirty. The bottle rooms are dirty. The aisles are dirty. The milk shelves are dirty. The eggshells are dirty. That some of the produce shelves are dirty. The border health will be called. Board of Health.
Yeah.
What a fucking asshole. The Board of Health will be called tomorrow, Wednesday, in the deli. Shelves and glass tops and corporate also will be called tomorrow to be sneak attack shoppers. I don't want to be that stuff managed. I don't want to be that stuff managed. He's probably going to get fired on the spot.
Wow.
Dunkin' one star. It's sad they closed too early and they taken away parking lot spots. That's why you don't see many people sit inside. And then they took away seats. How can you run a business like that? You need to head examined.
You need to head examine.
I love this guy.
There are so fucking
another Shaw's. Holy fuck!
That's the
same one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Well, there's a diner. Here we go. Uncle Charlie's Finer Diner. One star. I got a bad case of food poisoning. Still in hospital from Friday, 14th of October.
Oh, shit. You know, Uncle Charlie's going to have to pay for that.
Yeah, well, they defended themselves.
They did, with a long, long response.
Duncan. Another one star. The corporate headquarters has ruined the family-run Dunkin' Donuts. They charge outrageous prices. They treat people mean. Deanne's Sports and Entertainment Restaurant. One star. No more breakfast at this restaurant. Food was cold. Place needs to be revamped with new people. A new management or something. Food was poor. Another fucking Dunkin'. This motherfucker, I love him.
There's so many. There's 2,242.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Holy shit. Yeah, okay. Corporate owners store now. When it was family owned, they treated their employees like family. Corporate treats them like numbers. Business way down. It's insane. Donuts, muffins. They come trucking in. They don't bake them there anymore.
When was the last time they fucking did that at any Dunkin' Donuts?
Business is down 13% from last year at this time. Paul's corporate cares about is the dollar.
Yeah, that's right. Paul's corporate.
Yeah. When the family run, they care about the people, not the dollar and the service and their employees, not this place, not corporate. They just care. They not care, or Bert does not care. Corporate does not care about their employees. They treat him like dirt. Corporate should resell that store on Route 18 in Weymouth, across from Cumberland Farms. Mary Lou's Dunkin' DD Bank. Mary Lou's DD Bank. Back to a family-run. Corporate does not run a store like it should be run. It's right. A shame that store will close probably in the next 1 year to 3 years.
Oh man,
this guy's amazing.
Okay, let's just do these two next ones.
All right, one star. Pleasant Shops, great people, but they sell fish tanks and other stuff for fish and wild animals, and they don't have the proper tanks covers. Why these species,
please?
Why I sell the tank or cage if you don't have the proper covers? Makes no sense to me. In my book, that's called rudeness by corporate headquarters.
He hates the corporations.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wow, it's all against the corporate headquarters.
Oh my
God. Whatever happened to brick and mortar stores? You know?
I don't know.
Whatever happened to the old mom and pop shop?
This one's from Petco. One star. The cell products.
CELL.
Yeah. That they don't have covers for. For instance, fish tanks. They'll sell the tank. And they don't have the covers for those particular size. Fish tanks makes no sense to me. Why are they selling those tanks?
If you sell out of the tops, you're not allowed to sell the tank. Right. You got to throw him out. That's all you can do.
I love this guy.
Yeah, maybe we'll revisit him in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, he's amazing.
Louis English, my man.
Louis English, God bless you.
Is he related to Johnny English at all?
God bless America.
Oh, Johnny English is British. It's my turn.
Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean, AD.
Mr. Bean.
The next one's from the Sheridan in Framingham, Massachusetts.
Okay.
From a user called Verified Hotel Guest. 1 out of 10. Loud and disruptive because of all the gang stalkers.
Right. I've had a huge gang stalker problem at Sheridan's.
The gang stalkers just come out. They're like moths to a flame. Anytime there's a hotel that, you know, especially around those parts, Framingham, they got real bad gang stalker problems. What's a gang stalker? Is that a type of ghost or a type of a demon?
I don't know.
Gang stalker. Or is it just police because they stalk gangs and try to shut them down, try to catch the perp?
Gang stalkers. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
If anybody knows what gang stalkers are, please let us know.
Maybe that's what they think the long form of gangsters is.
Gangsters is short for gang stalkers.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm the original gang stalker.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. This is from the Lobster Shack at Two Lights in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. From Leah Pinn. 1 star. Ow.
Ow, my pussy.
My foot.
My foot pussy.
Ow. My fucking foot.
My fucking foot pussy foot.
1 star. I ordered a $7 salad with lobster meat added. They charged me $32.
What?
Unreal. I double checked and yep. That was the price. To add 3 ounces of lobster claws to it? Not worth it. So beyond angry about it. It should be called the fried shit shack by the seashore. Say that 9 times.
Say it 9 times.
You want me to?
No.
I don't think it's good radio.
No, don't do that. $7 salad. Yeah, I mean, if you add lobster meat, that's not like some... I think that's some kind of a loophole to get cheap lobster meat. You know, if it's a side, by law, they could only charge up to $5. Do you know that?
Huh?
If it's a side, that's just Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. This is in Cape Elizabeth, Maine.
The Commonwealth of Cape Elizabeth, Maine.
Yeah, it's a little different up there.
A little different up there.
Fried shit shack by the seashore. Say that. That's easy to say 9 times.
Yeah, I could if I wanted to, but I don't want to.
If you took the fried out of there and put another word, you know?
Yeah, that'd be different.
Maybe
different
it'd be
story.
A little different, but...
Well, the next one is from a place called Tree That Owns Itself in Athens, Georgia. This is a weird one. I got 2 from this place. This user's called Someone.
Someone just told me the world is gonna roll me. That tree, it owns itself.
Anyway, 1 star for this tree.
Yeah.
Somebody should drill a couple copper nails in the trunk of this thing. Let's see if the tree that owns itself can complain or sue.
Huh.
They're really trying to make you think, you know. Yeah. Can a tree really own itself? Does anyone really own anything? Is really the big question. Right. Do we even own ourselves as human beings?
Maybe it's a tree that,
yeah.
So that they use that tree to make real paper money.
Oh, this is the money tree.
Yeah, so it owns itself.
It bought itself.
Right.
3 or 4 times over, at least.
Right.
But
right.
What if you drill a couple nails? You don't drill nails, first of all, someone.
Copper nails.
Why they got to be copper? Is that how you kill a tree person?
I get how you kill a tree beard? I go like a railroad spike or something like that and just hit that with a...
Yeah, or just chop the fucker down if I'm really trying to make a statement. Knock that fucker down if I'm trying to, you know, see if it can really own it. If it owns itself, it'll fight back.
Right, right.
So,
yeah. Oh my God. Another one from Tree That Owns Itself in Athens, Georgia. This is from PHS, PHS. 2 stars. A little more generous than the last one.
Yeah.
But the review says, that tree called me the N-word.
So the tree does own itself. And I think we need to hold it responsible for its actions and cancel the tree and cut her down.
Yeah, we got to drill a couple copper spikes in her.
Wow. What's PHS, PHS?
Portsmouth High School.
Pig Heat Sunday.
When I see HS, all I see is high school.
Pig High School.
Yeah.
So I don't really know the true story behind Tree That Owns Itself, but I'm guessing it goes way back to the...
Probably the time of the Stonehenge.
Right. Probably. Yeah. The times of the Druids.
Huh?
What? The next one's from Vincente's Supermarket in Brockton, Mass. From Bonnie M. 1 star. I lost some of my glossaries twice. Keep your eyes open. We know what you're trying to say, Bonnie.
I know.
But you goofy. You still goofy, though, Bonnie. That's it.
Someone stole my fucking glossaries, dude.
Dude, I think I dropped my glossary.
I don't have my fucking legend anymore. I don't.
Did anybody see an index around here? Well, that's it for that segment. It was fun. It was fun. But we had a big reveal there. It was Lewis. What was his name? Lewis English?
Yeah. We got to get his phone number.
We got to get him on the horn and ask him.
Yeah, we gotta call this fucking dude up.
We got to ask him how he feels about every supermarket and why.
Hang on. Where is he from? Massachusetts, right?
That's where his reviews were.
Holbrook. He's 63.
Yeah.
That sound right?
Yeah. Is he on Facebook?
Holy fuck. He's rich. He's filthy rich. He's got his current address. His place has 20 beds, 34 baths.
What?
17,400 square feet.
Maybe he owns a hotel and he lives in it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. Well, we're at our main event. You prepared?
Yeah.
So you trying to bring me the lingam?
Yeah.
You trying to bring the heat?
I got some good ones.
Do you?
I got some really good ones.
So our main event today.
It's mostly like bangers. I was surprised.
Okay, yeah. Because
I had to resort to Reddit today. I'll be honest.
Okay, yeah.
Pornhub comments on Reddit. I grabbed them from there.
Yeah, but I haven't even introduced a segment yet.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? So, yeah, we're going to do pervert proverbs.
Yeah.
So go ahead. What were you saying?
So I went on Reddit.
Yeah.
And usually Reddit's just got the ones that are like, I'm so sad. And people are like, yeah, well, you got to do something about it. Or I am tired of jerking off. I have a girlfriend. I will no longer be here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She broke
those.
Up with me. Hi, I'm back, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. The generic ones, but this, it was good. It was good today. It was all like, you know, found in the wild. Good stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
In case you don't know, Pervert Proverbs is a segment where we review
B.
We review B, much like we did for the Googie review Bs. We review B comments on Pornhub.
Yeah. Filthy ones, because we're good Christians.
We're good Christians. We do it in the name of God.
Right.
I've heard that God don't like boner tokens.
No.
No. Not at all.
He doesn't like Brazilian fart fetish.
God don't like pump dumpling.
He don't like hypnosis boner.
God don't like fingerless hand jobs.
No, he don't like dung circus.
Meat market gangbang.
No, he don't like closed fist fingering.
God don't like knuckling.
Nope. He don't like cup of squirt.
Ass punching.
Nope.
Yeah, he won't put up with any of that. The cowboy fucks spaceman stuff. He hates that.
Yeah. Hentai.
Squid.
Yeah, any of it.
Yeah. So we find these so you don't have to.
And so you know what's out there, so you know you can protect your children from it.
Yep.
We feel it's necessary for you to hear, even though it might be, you know.
Yeah, a big problem.
Yeah.
It's going to be a problem in your life, because it's a sin.
Right.
I got a bunch, 15 of them or something like that.
I got 16.
You want to start?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and do
this
it.
This one's
then.
From Billy Big.
Big.
Billy Big.
Big fucking Billy.
42. He said, did he fart? And then there's a timestamp, 17 minutes, 32 seconds. And then Santino.
Santino
says, I think she did. And then Tommy Brown, 56, said, no, she queefed.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this is a case of mistaken identity.
Yeah.
A queef masquerading as a fart.
Right, right.
Wow. What a night. What a concept.
Yeah.
Wow. Mine's from Simon 100945. Hey, boys. This will be my last login and last time going on this site. Much like we were just talking about.
Yeah.
I've realized how much of a loser I am watching two people have sex when I could be out there bettering myself. Masturbating just ruins my motivation of working out, and it's time to stop. I hope you all have a wonderful life and hope you find the courage to stop also. And then Patrick Star 67 responded, shut your bitch ass up. Shut your bitch ass up.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Someone said that to me on Grand Theft Auto once, and I said, yeah, you know what? You're right. Yeah, you're right.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. Here we go. This one's from Jack Kelly Porn Boy says, came here for the porn, stayed for the Spanish lesson. I'm currently studying the language, so this legit actually helps. Thanks. And then EGAD69 said, who's going to tell him that's Italian? They're very similar.
Yeah, that's true. If you're on first glance,
yeah,
I could see it.
No, they are. They're very similar.
I know. Romance language is exquisite.
Oh, you're going to love the next one I got, too.
The next one I've got is from Oz969. I would love to go down on her and eat her out. I would be sure to bring an appetite. She has a lot of good meat down there to nibble on.
You suck first and you nibble.
Yeah, I'm ready to nibble on that meat.
Yeah, that's
repugnant ass shit.
Yeah, I don't think you want to nibble on it.
Well, maybe somebody. Somebody might like that.
I'm sure there's people out there that dig it.
Nibble my clit.
Oh no. No, no!
Nibble
no.
on my clit.
No, 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 no.
Okay.
King Cream Almighty says, "I love watching her get fucked.
Wow!
I imagine fucking her every time I stroke my Tula Maluga."
What?
Tula Maluga? Excuse me, Tula Magula. Every time I stroke my Tula Magula.
Oh man, Tula Maluga is a little better, but they're both great.
Tula Maluga.
I thought that was like a Native American tribe or something. Oh, no. Or the name of a river.
Yeah.
What was it again? Tula Maluga.
Tula Magula.
Tula Magula.
That's a hard one to say.
That's Latin, actually.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay, so I imagine fucking her every time I stroke my Tula Magula.
Mm-hmm.
Word is bond. It be feeling like I'm just actually stroking her hot box. She just got that look that was made for this type shit. S-H-Y-T. She for show on my bucket list. Speak it into existence.
Yeah, manifest it.
Yeah.
I'm going to manifest that ass.
Manifest. She going to be sitting on my Tula Magula.
Which feels a lot like her vagina or something. What do you say?
I don't know.
Who cares? My next one's a
hot box.
Oh, hot box. Yeah. Okay. My next one's a twofer.
Okay. You're going to love my next one.
I know.
It's very good.
First is from Thomas Williams 789, who said, her pussy almost makes up for that giant forehead and butthole chin.
Butthole chin?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I guess it's better than a giant butthole and a forehead chin, right? Am I right?
What's a butthole chin?
A butthole chin, I'm just assuming it's like a butt chin, but it's the kind that's just a dimple instead of a full
Oh, I gotcha. Cleft. I was thinking like a chin where like underneath the butthole. I'm like, what? How's that work?
Your butthole's chin?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Every butthole has a
butthole with a chin? Like what does it have? Like a lump underneath?
For every butthole, there is a chin. And then there was a response to that. Biden's laptop replied and said, I am highly addicted to ketamine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
At least he's honest.
Yeah. Yeah. At least he doesn't have a butthole chin.
Man, my Tula Magula is fucking rock hot, dude. I'm swelling up over here. One time my fucking Tula Magula got hard when I was saying a prayer down at fucking St. Anthony's Church. I lit myself
up. I was genuflexing.
Oh.
My whole cock came out.
It's ridiculous. I was an altar boy. I'm not anymore. Sugar Haley says, Chippy, chippy, choppa, choppa, dooby, dooby, dabba, dabba, magic pony. Dooby, dooby, boom, 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 boom.
Say that again.
Sugar Haley, she said, chippy, chippy, choppa, choppa, dooby, dooby, dabba, dabba, magic pony, dooby, dooby, boom, 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 boom.
Magic pony is in the middle?
Magic pony, dooby, dooby, boom, 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 boom.
Dooby,
chippy, chippy, choppa, choppa, dooby, dooby, dabba, dabba. We're gonna make a rap song out of that. Use that chippy, as a bit.
Dubba, dubba. No. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Chippy, chippy, choppa, choppa, dooby, dooby, dubba, dubba, chippy, chippy.
Do it right now. Say it. I'll make a beat out of it.
Chippy, chippy, choppa, choppa, dooby, dooby, dubba, dubba. Chippy, chippy, choppa, choppa, dooby, dooby, dubba, dubba. Chippy, chippy, choppa, choppa, dooby, dooby, dubba, dubba. Chippy, chippy, choppa, choppa, dooby, dooby, dubba, dubba.
That's sick, dude. Yeah. That's slap, dude. That's a bop. That's a bona fide bop, bro.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bruh. My next one's another twofer. It's from Gadius Rex. It says, if perversion is perverted, then why is it so popular? And I thought that's a decent question. And technically, it's not a perversion any longer, is it?
Right.
It's no longer perverse. But it is if it's perverse against Christ and Christ's teachings.
Right. It's funny you should mention him.
There's a response to that. Marvid385 said, because she's hot and we skip to the fucking. I hate the titles too, but that's what popular because Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
What?
Is that where all the stepsister shit came from? Because there's incest on Game of Thrones?
Is that what it is? Wow.
Is that it? That would make sense.
That kind of lines up chronologically.
Wow. We figured it out.
Wow. That's where it all started. We need to erase Game of Thrones.
Wow.
From history.
It really makes you think.
It does. Wow.
Chippy, chippy, choppa, choppa, dooby, dooby, dubba, dubba. Sorry, I need a little cleanse.
Okay.
Next one's from he's a God-fearing man. Uh-huh. He's a good religious man. His name is
Pastor Keith.
His name is I Eat My Dog's Cum.
Okay.
Just like a Van Wilder.
Yeah, that's God right. Van Wilder.
Says, I would just pray to baby Jesus to make you disappear. What? You will not have my virginity, and I will not bop my baloney to this video. It's satanic. Baby Jesus will continue to protect me. I just really love bop my baloney.
Bop my baloney.
Bop my baloney.
I bop my... I bought my baloney.
I bought my. I bought my baloney.
I bought my baloney.
Bought my lobo.
I bought my baloney.
Bought my baloney.
I bought my baloney. That's good. My next one's from Gita Amelia, who said, "Green circle, heart emoji, fire emoji. I need a face to sit on. I am dripping, and it is going to waste." Vow. VAO. At the end? I don't know what that is. Very aggressive orgasm.
VAO?
Yeah.
Vagina. Yeah. Ass. Oh.
Oral.
Oral. Vagina, ass.
That's the three. The mocking of the Holy Trinity.
Wow.
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 That's all three whole.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, shit.
Shit.
I got a second one from...
Mama Baloney.
Baba Maloney.
Baba Maloney.
Baba Maloney.
Baba Maloney. I'm Baba Maloney.
I'm Baba Maloney. I'm Baba Maloney. I'm Baba Maloney.
Yeah.
Baba Maloney.
Baba Maloney. I'm Baba Maloney.
Yeah. Baba Maloney.
baloney. I'm Baba Maloney. I bought my baloney.
Wow.
Chorizo burrito. I smacked my amigo. I did that to Zach Craner once when I worked with him at Los Olas. Spondiferous Rex. I made a chorizo burrito one day. He goes, what are you having for lunch? I said, chorizo burrito. And I hit him in the face with it. It was wrapped in foil.
Yeah.
And I go, chorizo burrito. I smacked my amigo.
Okay. Well, my next one's from the same person as the last one.
Okay.
Gita Amelia. And she said, looking and waiting for horny men. Let me suck your ball until it come.
Let me suck your ball
until it come. PJJ, PJJG at the end there.
Your ball come.
Purple Juggalo Jizz Guzzler.
Yeah, that's it.
Probably.
That's probably it. This next one's from Light Energy.
Energy.
There you go. It says, simply, titty fucking is like bacon on a burger.
What? How so? Greasy?
Good.
Oh, just good. Just good?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wet? How else are they similar? Fatty?
No.
Fat cock, fat tit.
I don't know.
Well, my next...
I just think good, yeah. You know, good.
It's good. Yeah. Okay.
Pretty good.
My next one's from Colonel Sanders 8609, and it's a twofer. I am hope this is the last time for me on this site. And then our girl Gita Amelia came back here and said, as a response to that, my pussy is dry. My pussy is dry. It needs a little licking.
Okay.
My pussy.
It's so dry.
But Gita Amelia, I am hope this is last time on site. Please. Please, Gita Amelia. Please.
Please.
Please. I go home now, Gita Amelia.
This next one. This is a twofer from Funky Monkey 42069. Says, if K is a substitute for okay, and some people call their grandpa pop, could K-pop be a substitute for okay, boomer?
K-pop. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I like that.
I never thought of it like that.
And then you, 12937492, says, my guy, I'm here to blow my load, not my mind.
Good point.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. So.
The next one's from EBK Folks. I've been looking for this for years. I could have sworn that last girl was getting sun. I guess my eyes and mind got me. But if I was in this, I would have gotten nut after nut. There's two T's on each one of those nuts. On her face, and better get my balls right to need a type of this and a woman like her.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a two T's for two nuts. You know what I mean?
That's four T's for two nuts in this case, because both nut has two T's. It's like
it's two separate words, though, right?
Nut.
Yeah. It's two T's. Two for two balls.
After nut. Right. Two.
Generally, it'd be a one T, but instead it's two T.
Right, right. So two balls per ball.
Two.
Simply two.
Where am I losing you here?
It's fractal. It's right. Fractal ball sack. In other words, it's a fractal ball sack. It doubles.
I've been doing a lot of fracking recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm into it. I'm really into fracking now.
Cool. That's a good harmless hobby.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
What's fracking?
It's chopping off the tops of mountains to extract that sweet, precious oil.
Oh, I like that. I like the sound of that.
Yeah. It's just an absolute disgrace, destruction.
It's punk. That's
it's
what it is.
Destructive. It's
anarchy. Fuck.
It's bad.
Goddamn mountaintop look like a...
I go on
like
top
a,
of the
like
mountain.
A volcano, all the oil squirting out.
Yeah. Chop it down with the back of my hand.
Boom, boom, loo, loo. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 oh. Kara.
Kara.
Kara 666 says, I would expect something like the girl saying erecto, which is an actual Harry Potter magic word, after which the dude's dick is magically erect.
What?
And of course, something like expecto patronum just before blasting sperm on her.
Yeah, of course.
The devil is in the details. That was from Luna Lovegood on her burner account.
That's a Harry Potter. Is there really an erectus?
Yeah.
What does it do?
Erecto.
Erecto.
Erecto. That's what my grandpa says to his penis.
Erecto, please.
Nah, just kidding. He doesn't say anything to his penis on account of he's bones.
He's just dust.
Nice guy, though. I miss him.
Well, my next one's from Turan.
He'd be upset that I made that joke, too, so I'm sorry. I was talking about Grandpa Arnie anyway, so fuck him.
Arnie don't care.
I don't care about Arnie either, so fuck him. Yeah, Arnie probably wouldn't be mad. He'd let it go.
He wouldn't fucking care.
My other grandpa, though. I'm talking about Grandpa Arnie, all right? I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, if you're listening from the other side.
Yeah.
Turan0506 said, I want three dicks inside Sky bigger.
So maybe the person's name is Sky. And he wants three bigger dicks than the ones that were in the video.
Okay, it's just the bigger part is out of place, but the rest, I want three dicks inside Sky.
Bigger ones.
I want three bigger dicks inside Sky. Big.
Big. Bigger than the ones in the video.
Three dicks. Imagine that.
All at the same time.
Yeah, imagine that.
Sounds painful.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Jinenji? Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure we've done this one before, but I love it. Nice load, bro. Awesome balls.
Oh, yes.
Awesome balls.
Awesome balls. Nice fucking cum shot, bro.
Yeah. We've done that before, right?
Yes, something with that.
I think it goes around every now and again, but I really enjoy that one.
You're gonna like this one. It's short and sweet and simple.
Okay.
ZWP Love 520 said, I like your foot. I like your foot. Simple.
Yeah.
I simply do. I love your foot.
Oh, yeah.
Your arch. Your callus. I enjoy your odor. May I suck your foot? May I do? Please.
Please. This is from Orange Blot.
Uh-huh.
It says, okay, I was skeptical, but when she put his cock in her mouth, then I was like, okay, this is definitely not a sterile tattooing environment.
Oh, wow, yeah. You gotta be careful.
Yep.
Yeah. If you get tattooed and there's sperm in it, it can get you pregnant. It gets right in your bloodstream.
Oh, yeah?
If there's sperm at the site of the penetration.
I was tattooed with sperm instead of ink, yeah.
So then it only shows under a black light?
Yeah.
Cum is magic ink, basically, but for your skin. The spy pen, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
My next one's from, this is all caps, and this one I really just, I love the name. All caps. Viking is the first name, and then the last name, all one word, is Thick Cum Load Shooter.
My man.
Viking Thick Cum Load Shooter said, really hot, amazing, sexy girl, nice tats, huge cock, awesome blowjob skills, and big cum load.
Yeah.
But yeah, Thick Cum Load Shooter is probably a surname for the ages. Definitely a Viking origin, for sure.
Yeah, that's one I can get behind.
You ever shoot a thick cum load?
All the time.
Yeah. I'm dehydrated.
Oh, yeah. Hacky McStabby says, description is a lie. Should say half a video of making out, then boyfriend puts his dick and girlfriend with TV on in background.
Whoa.
Is it one star?
One star.
It's from Lewis English. We found his fucking burner account.
False advertising.
Description's a lie.
Yeah, I mean, they got to be held accountable. Somebody's got to be held accountable. My next one.
How did this happen to me?
Yeah.
I made my mistake. Pop on me when I will not run away. What's gonna happen to me?
Hank Mood 13. I'm in a Hank mood today.
Mm.
Yeah. Hank Mood 13 said,
boom, 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 boom.
God, that double twirl on the top. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. He said that. He said, "God, that double twirl on the top." Dot dot dot. Yep. Dot yeah. dot dot.
Goddamn.
Yep. Goddamn. Yeah. That double twirl on the top. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yep.
That trucking sure, that trucking.
I said,
navigate a jungle of tumbleweeds.
Yep,
I reckon.
Yep, I reckon. Yep.
Yep.
Oh, yep. Sure, sure, sure. Yep, sure, sure.
This next one's from Titties and Booty.
Yeah, booty.
Titties and booty.
Booty.
I said, "God, she's so hot, but in a I have like three dirty plates and weed ashes in my bed type of way."
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've dated gals like that.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're real.
Yeah, they're fun.
Next one's Christian23120, who said,
"Yeah,
I shot a load like that before."
Yeah. Wow.
Dude, that looks just like my load. I wonder if that's my load, dude.
That's a good load.
Sick load, bro.
Wow.
Looks just like my load. Watch. Look. Look at my load, dude. Dude, come here and check out my load, bro.
Check it out.
Dude, it looks a lot like your load. Wow, we're load brothers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. That's like a tablespoon of load, dude. Antrex. A-N-T-R-E-X-Z.
I thought you were saying anthrax, like anthrax with a Brooklyn accent.
No.
Yeah, I got anthrax. I got you some anthrax.
Antrax.
Okay.
Says, "Yes, the boobs are perfect.
Yes.
I am an extraterrestrial. My name is Antrax."
Oh, okay.
"I am from Area 51, Nevada."
Oh, wow. I've been there.
Can you Google Antrax?
Antrax?
Yeah, A-N-T-R-E-X-Z.
X-Z.
Yeah.
They got a, there's a person from Pinterest. There's a user, somebody who plays Age of Empires 2.
Wow.
There's a YouTube account, TP Antrax.
Okay.
From deep space.
A alien.
Had I become a alien being? Okay, my next one, I mostly just love the name, the username on this one, which is Hog Rider 4736.
Yeah.
Riding hogs. My cock loves your videos, he said.
He's talking about riding pigs or like motorcycles?
Or cocks.
Oh, yeah. Or.
Unclear.
Or loose women. Hogs.
That's true.
Going down to the hog pen. I'm going hogging
there. Catch me a hog.
Catch me a couple hogs.
Hog Rider said, "My cock loves your videos," and Mist Duo responded to that and said, "My pussy too." My pussy too.
Wow.
Wow. I only got one more left.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Wow.
So go ahead.
I got a few left.
What?
Yeah. This one is the name's blocked out for some reason. I wish I could credit this person, but unfortunately,
no,
I can't. No name. But this person says, "The girl looks like she's mildly pleased. Her asshole must be the size of a fucking coconut."
Oh, God. Wow.
Mildly pleased.
Yeah, right, which is the best you could ask for when it's asshole.
Right.
Size of a coconut. Okay. Well, here's my last one.
All right.
It's nothing special.
Okay. I got two more.
Go Raiders 63 said, "You can land a chopper on that ass." So.
I like that.
Yeah. It's evocative. It's good imagery.
It's pretty good. BananaBus965 says, "The guy talks too much. Like, calm the fuck down there, Shaggy. I get the new monster of the day is giving you head, but use 2% of your power to shut the fuck up." Must be a Scooby-Doo porn, I'm guessing.
Scooby-Dooby.
I think this is my last one. Shadoody says, "To whoever disliked this video, I wish for you to try to order a soda from a vending machine and have it get stuck, so you have to try again. And it's basically just sucking up all your money and not giving anything in return. And you lose $250 to a vending machine."
That's specific. But that's
whoever disliked this video.
Yeah, I mean, don't hate.
Yeah, I thought those were all really good. For me.
For me, please. Yes. It's me. It's me.
It's a DDP.
DDP?
DDP.
So. Double penetration.
Double trouble.
Dumble.
Double trouble.
Abba my baloney.
Billy Bologna, I smack my baloney.
Abba my baloney. So thanks for listening to our podcast, everybody. It's time to go. And you can get a hold of us on our website, or you can get on our website to get everywhere you got to go. It's, what is it?
Coolparents.co.
Get in touch with us is easiest through Instagram, which is?
Coolparents Worldwide.
Yeah, and follow us on TikTok, which is?
Cool_parents.
Yeah, yeah. Give us a rating and a review wherever you're listening.
We got to get it back up. We got to get back
up. Now we
got to
get it back up.
My bad.
Any?
I don't want it any lower than it's at. All
if
right?
you haven't reviewed it, go review it, especially on Spotify.
Yeah. That's my bad.
Yeah.
This is my bad.
You put a curse on it.
I did. But look.
You need to put it in the universe.
But look, I'm glad that they took the time to leave the review.
Manifest.
Whether it's good or bad.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
So, I brought that fucking score down. That was my fault.
I know.
You think they listened and did it?
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, look, if you listened and did it, you're dipshit. All right. So go change it. All right. I don't actually want it to be a low score.
No.
I was paid to say that. I want it lower. Let's get it down.
Listen.
What?
What's the other thing I say? Patreon.com/coolparents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get on that if you're not already. You get some bonus material.
That last Red Dead video we did on there was that banged.
It was good.
That's a good one.
It was a hoot. Yep.
I enjoyed it.
Yep. Yep. And it's cheap. $3.
Yeah. Or five.
Or five if you want.
If you're feeling
greasy. So that's it. Thanks for listening to our podcast, everybody. Really appreciate you. We'll be back next week for another Cool Parents podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Slug. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Slug Fuck.
I said Justy Slug.
Justy Slug Fuck.
Justy Slug Fuck.
Yeah. Fuck the world.
Fuck a slug.